Also, a team working in the USA and Holland have this week come one step closer to working out how a riderless bicycle remains upright. So as you know, this only happens when the bike is moving, so there must be some interesting mechanical forces at work keeping it from toppling over. So what happens when the bike coasts is that each time it starts to fall to one side, the front wheel will steer into the fall and so correct it, making the bike upright again. So for some time, the conventional wisdom has been that two principal forces cause this corrective steering to occur. The first of these is a sort of precession, otherwise known as gyroscopic torque. This is when something spinning in a particular direction provides a force that acts on the axis of the spin. So for example, if you have one of those spinning tops where you pull a piece of string to make it spin, the spinning motion keeps it upright as gyroscopic forces pull on the axis to create a sort of self-correcting balance. So that's what keeps it upright. And when the top's not spinning, it simply topples over on one side, and for a long time it's been thought that the same effect happens on the bicycle wheel. Now the second effect is the Custer effect, and you see this on a shopping trolley where when you steer it around corners, the wheels appear to get dragged around behind the direction you're steering it in. And this is because they're set on posts which are, if viewed from the side, in front of the position where the wheel meets the ground. And the same thing is effectively true of a bike, because the place where the wheel meets the ground is actually slightly behind the steering axis. So publishing in Science, this new team built a bike that counteracted these two effects to see if it would still stay upright when
moving. How did they get around the gyroscope effect with the wheel going round?
Yeah, so what they did is they constructed a frame and it had wheels that were sat above the wheels on the ground, and they spun in exactly the opposite direction at the same speed. And so that would counteract that gyroscopic
effect. Oh, two wheels, one above the other, yeah. One spinning one way, one the other, therefore you completely counteract any gyroscope effect.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Oh, well, they still had another thing to deal with as well, because there was this other Custer effect. So they had to move the point where the wheel met the floor relative to the steering axis so that it was directly above it, so you didn't have this dragging kind of trail effect that you get on a shopping trolley. But what they did, what they found was that when they let this funny-looking bike roll off on its own, it stayed perfectly upright, no problem.
So those two claims of why a bike stays upright when it's moving are wrong, effectively, or they make a minimal contribution.
Exactly.
So why is the bike staying upright?
Well, they've got a few other ideas, and they think it's probably something to do with mass distribution. But the sort of point about this is that we don't really fully understand the mechanics of what keeps a bike upright. So potentially you could improve existing bikes' designs and make them absolutely fantastic and self-righting.
And maybe even make the ideal circus bike, which is almost impossible, if not impossible, to ride by overcoming, if you can find out what the thing is that keeps it upright, overcoming that so it is impossible to ride.
Yeah, maybe that's just due to big shoes, though. You never know.